It is not uncommon for Quakers to feel called to work and live in a different environment from their own. One such friend was Marjorie Sykes, an English Quaker who was attracted by the cause of new education espoused by Mahatma Gandhi for India. Born in Yorkshire in 1905, Marjorie was the daughter of a village schoolmaster. When she was studying at Newnham College, Cambridge in 1923, she heard of Gandhi from the many Indian students that she met. Marjorie progressed to the Cambridge Teaching Diploma and then opted for overseas service, accepting a position at Bentinck School for Girls in Madras, and she arrived there in 1928. Soon after she arrived, Marjorie became part of a group called International Fellowship that was inspired by Gandhi. At a special conference arranged by the Fellowship, Marjorie heard Rajaji speak of Gandhi's constructive program. This led her to visit the Tiruchungodu ashram and learn spinning. She also learned local languages, Tamil, Hindi, and Bengali. By now, she was principal of the girls' school, and this enabled her to take steps towards making it a real community using Gandhian principles. She challenged the competitive culture by abolishing prizes for the best students. Above all, she adopted the approach that education through active work was the basis of a new society. In 1938, Marjorie had the great experience of meeting both Gandhi and Tagore and seeing firsthand their work in local communities. In 1939, she worked with Tagore at Santikiniketan and became acquainted with the Englishman C.F. Andrews, who had supported Gandhi since his days in South Africa. She taught English at the Women's Christian College in Madras and lived in the slum area, starting a nursery school for children of working mothers. Gandhi himself invited Marjorie to become head of his new education team at Sevagram, but by the time she got there, he had been assassinated. Donald and Erica Groom, British Quakers who came to India in the 1940s with a similar commitment to support non-violent principles, spent some time with Marjorie, who was translating some of Tagore's plays. They recognised her strong commitment to India's development and her focus on the common ground between faiths. From her, they learned the relevance of the Quaker approach of acceptance in the Indian environment. Marjorie joined with Horace Alexander, another British Quaker, and Donald Groom to help form an interfaith committee in which people of different faiths could meet together to practice the truth of God in the world. As a result, she helped organise a meeting of world pacifists. The 100 delegates included members of parliament, intellectuals, and peace campaigners from many countries. The Indian Prime Minister Nehru visited the meeting. It was seen as a fitting tribute to Gandhi and his principles. In 1957, Marjorie Sykes wrote as follows, quote, "We are truly loyal to Jesus when we judge the religious systems of the world by the standard which he himself used. Every tree is to be known by its fruits, not by its dead wood or thorns or parasites, but by the fruit of its own life and nature. We all know the fruits of the Spirit and recognize the beauty of wholeness in our own ancestral tree. The flowers of unselfish living may be found growing in other people's gardens, and rich fruits of the spirits may be tasted from other people's trees. They spring from the same Holy Spirit of truth, the same seed of God, whose power moves through Christ." And that's the end of the quote. In 1960s, Marjorie Sykes became part of a peace mission that spent several years in Nagaland, northeast India, helping implement a ceasefire between the Naga rebels and the Indian government. Through personal contacts with people on both sides, she was able to help create a peaceful atmosphere. In her later years, Marjorie worked among Quakers in India, helping establish the Rasulia Rural Development Centre in Madhya Pradesh, which still continues today. She also conducted training groups in non-violence. She published a number of books, including An Indian Tapestry, Moved by Love, a memoir of Vinoba Bhave, and Quakers in India. Finally, she moved back to England and lived in a Quaker retirement home in Buckinghamshire for her last few years. She died in 1995 at the age of 90. And in this talk about Marjorie Sykes, I've used references from the Gandhian scholar Lasu Rengarajan and from Victoria Rigney's book, Peace Comes Walking.